The main body representing Czech trade unions has slammed proposed government changes to labour rules, saying employees would be the worst off in Europe. Unions representing health and social service workers say they are ready to go on strike if there is no agreement on proposed pay cuts and changes in working conditions. And Czech police have begun investigating the case of an alleged Russian spy who may have infiltrated the Army General Staff. The Czech Republic's main grouping of trades unions has slammed proposed changes in the labour law set out by the government. In an official response to the proposals, the Czech and Moravian Confederation of Trades Unions said the changes would result in Czech employees having the worst working conditions in Europe. The Confederation said there was no need for the changes, with the Czech labour market already more flexible than most in the 27-strong European Union, but job security weaker than on average. Changes proposed by the government include lengthening the duration of fixed-term contracts to 5 years from 2, doubling the maximum periods for specific goal-related contracts, and making layoffs easier. The Confederation also complained it was not properly consulted about the changes. The main grouping of health and social service workers has warned that it is prepared to give notice of strike action if proposed changes in wages and conditions are pushed through. The union said it was resolutely opposed to plans for an across-the-board pay cut of 10% and changes in the way wages are calculated, and was ready to start strike preparations if there was no agreement. It said on Tuesday that the changes would only hasten the exodus of qualified staff to work abroad. Health Minister Leos Heger said the wages cut had to be respected if the ministry was to save around 10 billion crowns this year. Czech police have begun investigating the case of an alleged Russian spy who may have infiltrated the Army General Staff. The charges were pressed by the former head of the police section for investigations in the armed forces, Martin Hadek. He has questioned why no one is being investigated, in spite of a scandal that resulted in the dismissal of 3 army generals and a major. The daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reported in late July that the alleged agent had been gathering information about the generals via the major, who ran their office. He is said to have disappeared in late 2009 and went to Moscow. In football, Czech manager Michal Bílek has named a near-full-strength squad for the first European Championship qualifier against Lithuania. The squad includes recently sidelined goalkeeper Petr Čech and striker Milan Baroš. The only major absence is injured defender Tomáš Šivok. The opening qualifier for the 2012 European Championships will be played in Olomouc on September the 7th. And finally, a look at the weather. Forecasters are expecting showers to clear up over the next days. Daytime temperatures will touch the mid-20s Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.